Airdrie POWER said goodbye last week to their beloved shelter dog, Ollie, who was their greeter and a comforter to all visitors. The Women's Day shelter facility in Airdrie was like a second home for the Newfoundland Labrador Cross, and he had been there since the day it opened in 2021, according to Crystal Boys, POWER's president and Ollie's owner. Ollie meant the world to me and to my family and to the shelter, Boys said a week after her pup passed at the age of 2.5. Staff at the shelter watched him bring smiles to women's and children's faces as he brought comfort and security to the shelter. Boys said the magical part was that other than comfort, Ollie helped people forget their worries and burdens for just a moment. You could see when these women come in that they're carrying a really heavy load, and then when they're met with Ollie you see them forget that for even just a moment. They just enjoy the pure joy and excitement to life that he brought in that moment, Boys said. For a moment, their dark world didn't exist and it lightened the mood, she added. He really eased them into what they were there for, Boys said. He was a pretty special part, we don't even know how to operate without him because he's been there since day one. It's quite a huge hole in the shelter's heart, and in my family too. Ollie was the first to greet people at the door and the last one to say goodbye as they left. Due to an unexpected and rapidly progressing medical condition, Boys said it was impossible for the young dog to have as long a life as he deserved. She said the team at Fenn Vet in Airdrie was amazing as they worked with him throughout the last year. They were an amazing facility and very compassionate and caring, Boys said. Boys said she rescued Ollie before opening the shelter in February 2021 and described him as friendly, happy, playful, fun, and very special. To me, he was a very special dog and he will be very deeply missed, she said. He's pain-free and running around now. The shelter has asked the public to limit condolences and well wishes to their Facebook page, which can be found at facebook.com/shelterthevictimsboys said the loss of Ollie is deep and she knows everyone who met him at the shelter will miss him.